Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The question I think that we ask after last night's loss by the Chiefs in LA is home field doable? And how important is home field and a bye for the Steelers on the AFC side of the playoffs? Because when you look at it, if you go to the standings today, the Steelers now just a game and a half behind the Chiefs. Chiefs are now 9-2. Steelers are 7-2-1. Chiefs will have a bye this coming weekend. They're off Thanksgiving weekend. Patriots coming off a bye are at 7-3, and they get the Jets after their bye week. That's right, this weekend in New York. So the Patriots are 7-3. Steelers a half game ahead of them right now for the second spot in the AFC. Also a half game ahead of the Houston Texans, technically, although I don't think we think of them in the same tier or at the same level as the Steelers, Chiefs, and Patriots. Maybe that's a discussion for a different day. But as we look at it, Jim, A, how important is a bye or home field for this team going into the AFC playoffs? Because we've kind of, I don't want to say we've chalked up the division, but we've kind of chalked up the division at this point with the lead they have over the Bengals and Ravens, both at 5-5. 2.5 game lead now. But also, how realistic is it to expect that they can catch the Chiefs for home field advantage? Because when you look at the schedule, the Patriots probably don't lose more than one game down the stretch. They've got the Jets twice. They've got Buffalo and Miami once each. They've got the Vikings and the Steelers. So I don't see the Patriots losing more than once down the stretch. So they'll end up 12-4. I'm just ballparking right now. The Chiefs at 9-2 right now do have a couple losses possibly left on their schedule because they host the Ravens, they host the Chargers. They've got to go to Seattle on Christmas weekend. But you're going to have to win 12 games to get home field, at least 12 games to get home field. For the Steelers, that would mean just one more loss down the stretch, and they've still got the Patriots and Saints on the road.
Sure they want it?
Should they want home field?
Yeah, you sure they want it? The last time they lost a game on the road was at Chicago last year. They haven't lost a game on the road since then. And all their losses since then have been at home.
Which brings up an interesting question.
Now, I'm not saying, I still think that it would be it'd be nice to get, you want to get as high a seat as possible. And you definitely want to get a week off.
I think that's the biggest part of this equation.
Right, I agree with that. But it's just, and I think it's a coincidence, but think about it. I mean, they've got, I can't remember what it, you'd have to add it up, but that was back in week three last year. And all the losses they've had since were at home, two to Jacksonville, one to New England, and then this year,
yeah, so that
Kansas
would give them
City,
something like, geez. Yeah, I'm doing the math. At least 10 wins in a row on the road.
In Baltimore, right? So
it's a
ridiculous streak.
It is, but wouldn't you still feel better about them facing maybe not the Chiefs so much, because I could see them going to Arrowhead and winning a game. But if they have to face the Patriots, I'd
you
much rather have
go,
it here
yeah.
than in Foxborough.
Yes, you do not want to go there. Although we'll see. Again, we'll see what happens between now and the end of the season. The Steelers' schedule is tougher than the others because, and I know that the NFC South, they've got, you know, Carolina is still pretty good. The Steelers just hammered them. The Saints, you see what they're doing offensively.
Yes.
Which is they're probably watching that game going last night going like, yeah, big deal. Okay, you guys score 50 points.
Yeah, yeah, we do that every other week.
But because when they played the Rams, what was it, 45 to something?
And they hung 50 some on the Bengals.
Yes, we did see that. But I'm just saying that the Steelers are going to have to deal with that in the interim. But and in fact, that may be the first road game that they lose this season.
We'll be
at New Orleans.
And
that's going to be the first game that they're not favored.
Probably, yeah, because I could see them being a 3-point favorite when the Patriots come to town.
Yeah, that's your basic home field.
Your basic Steelers-Patriots home field.
Although maybe at some point somebody will take into account what we just talked about. The Steelers are better on the road. Go figure.
And you brought up the Saints. When you look at the Saints, when you look at the two teams last night, the Rams and the Chiefs, when you look at what the Steelers did against Carolina and what they've done in the past offensively, it's real easy, I think, to look at this right now. Look at the NFL, the state of the NFL in 2018. The real easy knee-jerk reaction is, oh, well, it's, whoever scores the most points is going to win.
Well,
yes.
Yeah, I know.
But whoever lights up the scoreboard is going to win.
Yes.
But I would contend, and we can talk about this next, that it's really about the defense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.